get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Henry, and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thanks for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I have a special presentation for you as we begin to emerge into a post-pandemic existence. Last week, I aired a powerful motivational talk from success coach and author Ken Brown. In my haste to share this information, I misread his contact information. So I'm doing a bit of a repeat performance. Not a complete repeat performance, but I will be playing excerpts from some of last week's show. Today I'm going to expose you to more of his message of hope as well, from his book Leap of Faith, as well as excerpts from Keys to Staying Motivated in Tough and Challenging Times. It inspires me just listening to him, given his very humble beginnings, as you'll hear, and his outstanding accomplishments as a businessman and humanitarian. To connect with the products and services offered by Ken Brown, please DM me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. Leave your email and I'll make sure you get a free ebook from Ken Brown called Getting Things Done. My gift to you for being a loyal Spectrum listener.
Leap of faith, I wrote Leap of Faith because people need hope. People need hope. Hope is being able to see past today. Right now, if you look around, people are hopeless. They don't see any a way out of the situation. You know, they don't, once again, hope is being able to see past today. And growing up to teenage, being born to teenage parents, being evicted 10 times, being fired from two different jobs, being able to start in a new business with no capital of my own, moving from one city to another city, not having staff, the one thing that sustained me was faith and hope. And my father told me that your life is not for you. Your life should outlive you. He said it's not about us, but it's up to us. And so for me, That resounded in my mind that it's not about me, that I needed to share my story. I need to become transparent, because if I made it through that, if I made it through being born to teenage parents, being evicted 10 times, being fired from two career jobs, starting a business with no capital, my hopes is that someone can look at my life and say, if he can do it, I can do it. Tough times don't last, tough people do. And so I'm a messenger of hope. I want to give hope. I want people to look at their bank account and don't focus on that. Stay focused. I want people to, someone who's going to read that book and they just got fired from their job. And they're going to say that, you know what? I didn't get fired. I got freed. You see, because I got fired from a job before. But being fired was probably one of the most devastating experiences in my life, because my parents had told us to go to college, go to school. Education was the way out of poverty. Operating excellence, always have integrity, keep character first and foremost. And to walk into that business, my job, and have Mary fire me was devastating, because I felt like my world had been taken from under me. Because that, I mean, as a young man, you know, your title is most important to you. I wasn't married, didn't have any children, so it was a form of status. I was Ken Brown, the assistant director of food service. And then she took that away from me. But that was probably the most precious gift she ever could have gave me. And I'm looking for, I haven't found it yet. I'm looking for it because I owe her something. Because once again, she didn't fire me, she freed me. Because life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. You see, this thing we call life is about choices, challenges, and change. Choices. You choose your thoughts. You can't choose the thoughts that come into your head, but you can choose the one that you keep. And so when Mary fired me, it took me 30 days to just go into a quiet place and look from within. What did I do? What could I have done better? And the final analysis, I found out nothing. It was called a date with destiny. It was a date with destiny. And I looked at it and I said, you know what? Choice again. I said, I'll never let no person, no job determine my destiny. Then I'm the master of my fate. I'm the captain of my soul. People should read Leap of Faith if they are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I know a lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. If you want to be empowered. And see, can I talk about empower right quick?
Sure.
See, the book will not empower you. The power is already in you. And when I studied the word educate, like educate, it means to draw out. What a leap of faith will do, it will draw out the power that's already in you. Iron sharpens iron. You'll see the struggles, the journeys, the valley experience that I had. See, there's value in the valley. And so when you read and you see that I went through those valley experience and I came out gold, you'll see that you have the same power. It's in your hands. Remember in the Bible when Moses went to the mount,
right.
and God told him to go down and tell Pharaoh, let people go. He said, how? I stutter. What do I have? What did he say? He said, what's in your hands? See, that's us too. We have everything we need to complete our kingdom assignment. It's already in our hands. A leap of faith will show you. You don't need to have people approval. You don't need to have people permission. You have everything that you need. The power to go to the next level. The power to take that leap of faith. The power to start a business. The power to overcome obstacles. You have everything that you need to be successful. If you want to start up your own business and you don't know where the money's coming from, you need to read A Leap of Faith. If you are going to be or currently fighting for your job, from your job, you need to read A Leap of Faith because you will see that there's something bigger and better out there for you. If you want to go to the higher place in faith, you really need to read A Leap of Faith. If you want to be successful in life, and success is personal. Success is you set out a goal and you complete it. That's success. You need to read A Leap of Faith. I guarantee you, I promise you, that it will empower you, it will equip you, it will free your mind. And you know what George Clinton said, free your mind and the rest will follow. A Leap of Faith is a great book. It's not something that you read right through it. It's something that you lean on in tough times. You pick it up, you dust it off, and you keep reading because it's principles, life lessons in there. And the beautiful thing about A Leap of Faith is it's all real. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. I know right now you're sitting there and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sitting in your chair and you're dreaming about your life that you can have. You're dreaming about your future. You're looking at your past. You need to get this book, A Leap of Faith. It will challenge you. It will change you. It will stretch you. If you want to go to the next level in your business, your life, your faith, you need to get this book, A Leap of Faith. You know, it's not about the money. It's about the message. So get up and go to Amazon.com, get a copy of the book. As a matter of fact, don't get one copy. If you get one copy, you'll be selfish. Get three copies, get four copies, because you know someone else is in the same boat as you. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want to go to the next level. And I'm here to tell you that it's possible. All things are possible to those who believe. All you have to do is get up, go to Amazon.com or go to www.kenbrowninternational.com and get your copy of A Leap of Faith. It will change your life. And I'll make a guarantee to you. If you read this book, and don't just read it, if you apply the principles, see, success leaves clues. You do what successful people do. If you take these clues, take these principles and you apply them to your life, I guarantee you that those dreams will come true. You'll take your life to the next level. And if you don't, you can send the book back and I'll give you your money back because it's not about the money, it's about the message. Go out. Go ahead. Take the leap of faith. My name is Ken Brown. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Life, success, tough times is about these three things. It's about choices, it's about challenges, and it's about change. You see, the first thing that we have to do is you have to make choices. You have to make choices. You know, when do you get sick and tired of being sick and tired? See, that speaks to desire. Your desire has to outweigh your despair. You see, wherever we are in life, ladies and gentlemen, we made an appointment to be there by the choices that we made, the relationships that we got involved in, the thoughts that we kept or did not keep, because don't get it twisted. You cannot control the thoughts that you keep. You can't control the thoughts that come into your mind, but you can control the thoughts that you keep. You see, that speaks to choices. Then the next one is challenges. You're going to go through challenges. You're going to have adversities. You're going to have obstacles. But I want to tell you a secret. Lean forward. Lean forward so I can tell you. Those obstacles that you're facing, those barriers are not there to stop you. They're there to see how bad you want it. Yes, I said it. They're not there to hold you back. They're there to see how bad do you really want to get to the next level? How bad do you want to live in freedom? How bad do you want to overcome these obstacles? How bad do you want to make it through these tough times? What are you willing to do? See, in order to have things you never had before, you have to be willing to do some things you never done before. Then finally, change. In order to go to the next level, in order to turn your situation around, in order to make it through these tough times, you have to change the way you look at things. You see, when you change the way you look at things, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that you look at begin to change. You see, your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your character. Your character becomes your destiny. Wow. You see, what that says is that your past, your trials, your tribulations, your destiny has nothing to do with what's going on now, with tough times. It only has everything to do with the way you look at it, your thoughts. So I had to say to get that on the table, because these principles that I'm going to give to you and share with you, in order for you to take them and apply them in your life, you have to understand those things, that life, success, prosperity, happiness, peace, joy is about choices, challenges, and change. So I hope you wrote that down, because here we go. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The first key is you have to have faith. You have to believe and surrender to a higher power. You have to sell out. Yeah, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. You have to sell out. You see, I myself had to sell out. You see, when growing up, I thought sellout was a bad term. But you know what? I believe that selling out and giving it all up. You see, I tried it. I tried to make it through tough times by myself. I tried to overcome obstacles by myself. I tried to come out of poverty by myself. I tried to manage relationships. But when I did all I can do, I had to look around. I had to say, you know what? I need help. I had to sell out and give it to a higher power. In your life, in your business, in your finances, you have to cast all your cares to God, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first key to being successful, to overcoming obstacles. You cannot do it by yourself. You have to sell out, give it up, release it, and have faith. You see, that's what faith is. Faith is trust. You have to trust that He did not give you more than you can bear. You have to believe. See, all things are possible to those who believe. You have to believe that you were wired, you were born with everything you need to make it through these tough times. That's what faith is all about. All things are possible to those who believe. I coach thousands and thousands of people a year, and the one thing that holds most people back is lack of belief. They don't believe that success is possible. They don't believe that this valley experience is ever going to be over. You have to have faith, and you have to believe. You have to believe that God has given you the power to overcome these tough times. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on where He's taking you to. All that's good stuff. You should write that down, ladies and gentlemen. So faith. Faith is the cornerstone. Faith is the foundation for everything that you do. So if you're going to make it through the storm, if you're going to make it through that valley experience, if you're going to overcome those obstacles, the first key you need is you have to have faith. I think you got it. After you get the faith, after you walk in by faith and not by sight, after you sold your life out and gave your life over, the next thing you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you have to have a vision. Oh, after you get up off the floor, yeah, I said it. You have to have a vision. You see, the problem with most people is not, and Michelangelo said this, and I love it. He said, the problem with most of us, don't miss this, is that we not that we aim too high and miss. Please don't miss this. He says that we aim too low and we hit it. Wow. Let that marinate. He said, the problem is not that we aim too high and miss it, that we aim too low and we hit it. You see, small aim is a disease. People really don't have expectations. Vision is nothing more than expectations. What do you expect out of life? Where do you expect to be next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. Oh my goodness, that's good stuff. Vision, I don't care what nobody tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Vision is simply expectations. You see, growing up, I'm product of teenage parents, evicted 10 times. We lived in poverty, but we never allowed poverty to live in us. You know why? Because my vision was bigger than poverty. Any trials and tribulations that you're going to overcome, you have to have a vision of where's your next step going to be. My mother and father always told me that revelation information and education was the way out of poverty. So we had to go to college. So all five of their children, we had to sit down and write what did it look like? We had to apply to college. That's what the vision is. You can say, well, I'm going to college. What college? Sit down and write down the vision statement. What you going to major in? You want to own a business? What kind of business? What steps? What people? What thoughts? What classes you got to take? That's simply what vision is. It's the direction where you're going. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. People who don't have a vision end up working for someone who do. Oh my goodness. I'm going to say that again very slowly. People without a vision end up working for people who do. Ladies and gentlemen, write your vision, make it plain. Vision is the art of seeing the invisible. When you can see the invisible, then you can do the impossible. So when you write your vision down, you see right now, you can't see how you're going to make it over these tough times. You can't see how you're going to increase your earning potential. But when you write the vision, make it plain. Remember, when you can see the invisible, then you can do the impossible before it comes to fruition in the flesh, in the full manifestation. It has to start as a seed, as a thought. And it goes from your head to your heart to your hands. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, so first key is you got to have faith. Then once you get the faith, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a vision. The vision is your GPS. What's in your GPS? Where are you going? Before I get to the next point, there's four questions that you have to ask yourself in regards to vision. Write this down. Who am I? First of all, that's very important. Who are you? Next one. Where am I going? Wow. Where am I going? Thirdly, you have to do an honest inventory of yourself. Where am I now? Where are you? Because in order to get to the next level, you have to be totally honest about where you are now. Where are you in this journey? Where are you if you're in a pit? Where are you in a pit? How long is it going to take you to get to the next level? If you're on a current job and you want to get promoted, where are you? How far are you from the next level? Then fourthly, and most importantly is, who's going with you? We'll be right back.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for taking the time to listen to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and a special rebroadcast of a presentation from Mr. Ken Brown, author and success coach. Don't forget to DM me on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. and leave your email, and I'll make sure you get a free ebook from Ken Brown called Getting Things Done. Also, let me know how Ken's message has made a difference in your life. Listen, I want you to go out there and have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that, because ain't nobody bad like you. Can you dig it? Ciao for now.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.